Hi, everybody. This is the podcast with no name as of now. I think it still is. I couldn't be bothered to do episodes, I'm sorry, because I have been on vacation. Yes, it's summer. The sun is out. Not for you bosses in England, it isn't. Neither it is for you bosses in Japan, so ha! It's still very fucking warm in here. So yeah, I went on vacation with my family for the south of Portugal. Yeah, and if I sound like I'm about to die any second, it is only because I've decided to do some exercise. And yeah, I almost died. Yeah. Goddamn burpees are out to get me. Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather be fat. Yeah, I don't care if I'm fat. Fat people don't have to go through that. It's fucking awful. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, I feel much sympathy now for those fat, dumb fuckers in, like, those DLC shows, because it's quite hard. That's what she said. But not in their case. It's just quite flaccid, I would imagine. Anyways, yes, I've been on vacation with my parents, and it went about as well as one can expect. It's to the south of Portugal. We drove there by car, in a regular car. Yeah, we drove there uneventful, and yeah, It was like a regular holiday, holiday vacation, what you want to call it. We went to the south of Portugal because, for those of you who don't know, which might be, well, no one, but the south of Portugal is a big holiday maker destination, especially if they're from here, from Portugal and from England. There's a lot of British people there, by the way. Hated it. Hated them. All of them are from Sheffield and they have a preposterous accent. And you cannot really understand what they're going on about, but you know that it's stupid by their accent. And yeah, it's a quite a famous place because the water is supposed to be very warm. This year it wasn't. This year, it fucking wasn't. While we were there, there was, I don't know, this weird phenomenon. It was this ridiculous heat wave. I don't know what the fuck was going on down there. But it was this heat wave. And what does one think? Okay, if there's a heat wave, let's go to the beach. Okay, fine, we got there. I decided to go and, you know, test the water, see how it is. My foot transform into a cube of ice, and I am not shitting you. It was so fucking cold. It was really, really cold. I don't know what's going on there. And yeah, it was really cold, so I'm not surprised that they have tornadoes down there. Yeah, because that's how tornadoes come by. Science moment with Bernardo. Yes, tornadoes come up due to the difference between the air and the water. At least that yeah, don't fact check me on this one. I'm not a sciencey guy, but I think that's about right. It sounds about right. Anyways, yeah. So, yeah, it was obviously I persevered until the water got to my knees. And when it got to my knees, I thought, shit, I might need to get them replaced for like titanium, because it felt like someone was breaking my kneecaps. Honestly. It was that bad. But it only got worse, because then the water got right below my balls. And guys, you know what I'm talking about. When the water is just below you, it's not on your balls yet, but it's just below the balls. You know, you can feel it right there. It's right underneath. And it's almost like it's preparing to do something insidious to you. It felt like I was being stabbed very slowly in the balls. Yeah, now I can say that I've been stabbed in the balls. Yeah. But it was that cold. And And when the water goes to your balls, that's fine. It's a bit, you know, it's a bit fucked. But then when it hits the base of the balls, it's completely different. It's like, yeah, it's hell. It's hell. It's like being, I don't know, molested by Michael Jackson, but worse. Michael Jackson has, I don't know, a popsicle or something, and he's teasing you, yeah, with it. It's quite bad. It's quite bad. Yeah, and basically now I went to the doctor and I can have children, luckily. Yeah, the world side of relief. But yeah, it was really fucking cold. I don't know. Yeah, Japanese, what are they called? It's that stupid green thing in the water. I can't fucking remember what it's called. It's not eel. It's that thing that they eat. Yeah, it's a thing that the Japanese eat. It's like seaweed, that's it. Yeah, there was a shit ton of it. Jellyfish as well. Yeah, and you weren't safe in this, while on land. Because there were these little, I don't know what they're called, honestly. I don't even know what they are. Not even in Portuguese. But they bit. Those motherfuckers bit. And they were like very, very fucking small. They were like fleas? The thing that dogs get, I don't know. I'm sorry. I was dead like 5 minutes ago. And I just decided to do this episode for no good fucking reason. Well, yeah, I'm trying to get on like a Joe Rogan kind of vibe. Yeah, like a testosterone, guy. However, I do have a neck, so that might not work for me. Anyways, we were bit by those little fuckers. And yeah, we fucked off. Yeah, we didn't went to the beach much after that. We stayed in the pool. That was pretty much it. Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. Good food there in Algarve. Best fish ever. Clams. Very good as well. Basically, I went there to eat and to go to the pool. That was basically it, because the weather was just fucked. Fucked. And we went there like 2 or 3 more times to the beach. Yeah, the beach, the name is Praia da Falésia, or Beach of the Beach, sorry, Beach of the Falésia, because now I can't remember the name of, how to translate that. But yeah, fuck you if you're English, or if you don't speak Portuguese. So yeah, you should learn it, it's easy. That was basically it. Then it was 2 weeks of that, and then we headed back. Oh, and more news about me. So basically, I've decided that I'm very lonely. Yes, and that I need attention. I have decided that, well, longer ago, but still. So, one friend of mine went, well, why don't you get like on a dating app or so? And I thought, no, that's fucking stupid. I don't like to expose myself like that. And then she went, oh, come on, it's easy. And I went, okay, fine. Because that's how desperate I am. I tried Bumble and Hinge. And weirdly enough, I got a few hits. Of course, it was like those weirdos that you don't really understand if they are like human beings or they're from the planet Zog. Or from, I don't know, Mercury or something. I don't even know. But yeah, those people don't really appear to be human. And then I got the sensible hit. And I was like, oh shit, she knows Korean. And I was like, she also knows Japanese. And I thought, okay, it's this one. And yeah, we were talking. And every time. Yeah, it's been going on for like 3 weeks, a month now. Yeah, it feels like a month to me, because she's fucking annoying. She takes like forever to answer, and yeah, she doesn't even, yeah, I tried to break it up like once, and she was like, oh no, but I was really into you, and I was really, and I was like, okay, fine, let's give it one more go. But now I fucking had it. I've invited her to go for a date, for a date, And she's, yeah, she hasn't fucking answered. It was yesterday, the date. She hasn't fucking answered. What the fuck's wrong with people? So I'm a bit hurt right now. I've been ghosted. But that's just expectable. Yeah, you shouldn't trust people from Cascais. Never trust people from Cascais or from Santarém. Never. Those people are dangerous. And yeah, they should be put down. Or people from Carcavelos. Don't trust those guys. Only people from Lisbon. Lisbon people are okay. But yeah, that's basically all there is in my life. I was thinking the other day, I was talking with Bruce and Anonymous. We did a bit of a phone call. I have to invite them back to the podcast to see what they're up to. It's always the same thing. But we were talking about, well, I answered the topic. What color is Michael Jackson's penis? Well, now he doesn't have a penis anymore. He's basically bones. If he has a boner. Ha ha. So I guess it's white. No, but yeah, it's a fair question. Because most of our male viewers, even if they're very white, which is my case, I'm deathly pale. I look like Casper, little ghost. And I have, my penis and my balls are they feel like they belong to a Moroccan man or so, or an Indian man. It doesn't belong to me. I'm too white for that. I don't know why, but my balls are very tan. And they never see the light of day. I make sure of that. And so we were thinking, what is Michael Jackson's penis color? And was it big? Because the guy was black. But then it turned to white, you know? So, does it shrink when you turn white? I don't know. It's all very good questions. And, yeah, if you want, please feel free to reply to this question. Tell me what you think about this. What color is Michael Jackson's penis? DM me on Instagram or just send me a text message. No one text messages each other. Just send a WhatsApp message. Yeah, do whatever. Just send me answers or so. That'll be interesting. I think that it might be like, you know, that model that has like, she has like a discoloration of the face. She's very beautiful. But she's black and she has like these beautiful white, I don't know, it's like a blur. It's like a white blur all over her face. I think it's very pretty. But I imagine that's what Michael Jackson's penis is like. Yes, that's my hypothesis. So yeah, tell me what you think. I'll be coming up with the Portuguese episode soon, about one of the biggest mysteries in Portuguese history. So if you're Portuguese or if you're learning, yeah, feel free to join in. It'll be utter nonsense, but it also might be interesting. So who knows? Thank you very much for listening to me and my ramblings, and see you soon. I won't see you. If I see you, I'll be worried. Anyways, bye, guys.